Buffalo Common Councilmember Leah Halton-Pope, the majority leader representing the Ellicott District, is on the Trocare College Live Line. Leah, good morning. The council, let me start here, is considering changing the city charter to fill a vacancy if Mayor Brown steps down and Chris Scanlon becomes acting mayor. What would you like to see so that there's full representation throughout the city?
Good morning. So the question that I've posed to my colleagues and most importantly the Corporation Council is, does the charter answer the question of a temporary vacancy? And it's my belief that it does not. Would that allow us, because this would be such an extended period of time, and I think the longest period of time that we went was about 6 months, and oddly enough, it was the South District that went that long. This would be almost 14 months. And the question would be, can we put somebody in using the similar language for the acting mayor, for the period of time until the next general election? Can we put a council member in to be able to vote on critical issues important to the district that would be most impacted? And at the time of me asking this, we didn't know, this is last year, so we didn't know who the council president would have been, so we didn't know what district would have been impacted at the initial time. But by July, it would have been South, and it was just an idea. We didn't know that the mayor was truly going to be offered a position one way or the other, but this could have happened last year, could have happened years before when we heard about Buff State and other opportunities, and it seems to be a hole that's there. And wanted to put that before my colleagues and Corporation Council to address it.
Do you have any idea why this? Because it seems like something that wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility, right? A mayor at any time leaving for a number of different reasons, and then, you know, the succession plan that follows, it would seem like it would kind of be a natural thing to have already happened in the city charter. Is there any idea why it hasn't been there yet?
I think, you know, oftentimes when we write policies, sometimes people think about it in terms of who's currently there, and we don't think about things for generations to come, which is an unfortunate situation. I think my experience on the state level, we've been really intentional about the laws that we've written, or I've written on behalf of my forever boss lady, Majority Leader People Stokes, and making sure that we put things in to ensure that they go the long term, they go for the long haul. When they changed this and downsized city government, which is, you know, generally a good idea, but at the time, the council president was an at-large position, so it didn't impact the council. I just think that wasn't something that was considered fully, and it wasn't fully vetted at the time. And I can't answer what they did before I got there, but it's my job to look at things now and to pose the question and to see what we can do to fix it. And if we can't, you know, if Corporation Council advises us not to do anything and to leave it vacant, I think that's unfortunate. If that's the case, the next question would be, do we amend the charter via referendum in a larger sense? And that would mean doing a new charter revision commission.
But it really wouldn't help right now in this period, right?
It would not. It absolutely would not. And that's the part that has me most concerned. One would ask, and I'm not an attorney, so is it by mandatory referendum or by permissive referendum? Because you could probably argue that those of us who were elected to represent the city could speak on behalf of those who elected us to, by permissive referendum, make an amendment to the charter. We write laws all the time that do make some forms of amendments or city laws. Could that qualify? I don't know. And this is why we're doing these, I'm having this conversation. This is why the resolution exists.
Well, a lot of other things talked about yesterday, including the preservation of churches that may soon be vacant or sold. You know, the future is really up in the air for a lot of buildings in Buffalo. What exactly is the council planning to do when it comes to the preservation aspect on 5, I believe, right now, of these old churches?
Yes. So on October the 22nd, there will be a public hearing. Yesterday in the legislation committee, I tabled the 5 churches in multiple districts Fillmore South in University District. These are Roman Catholic churches. This is just the importance of, it's so important that we preserve these historic churches, which are not just places of worship, but they're integral to the architectural and cultural fabric of our city. This is in collaboration with local preservation groups like Preservation Buffalo Niagara, and working with their initiatives like Save Our Sacred Sites, their campaign. And what we're doing is using a proactive approach to reviewing the landmark designation proposals for historically significant churches across Buffalo. And we don't want to lose the historical nature for generations to come. Oftentimes we end up having a situation where eventually this church is destroyed and you lose part of the fabric of an entire community. A lot of churches, and especially in the city of Buffalo, communities were built around a church. That's how that community came to be. So when you think about St. Stanislaus, an entire community was built around that church. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. John Canty, et cetera, St. Rosalima, these churches, they were the source of information. They were what unified an entire neighborhood and community. And so this is part of the history of the city of Buffalo. And you don't want to lose that. I think when you lose your history, you lose part of your identity. And it also gives an opportunity for us to explore new ways to reimagine those spaces while still preserving them.
Well, Leah, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Leah Halton-Pope is Majority Leader of the Buffalo Common Council representing the Ellicott District.